Audio preview.
I see a river flowing for freedom. I see a river just in view. I see a river flowing for freedom. I see a river straight and true. Come to the river flowing for justice. Come to the river rendezvous. Come to the river flowing for justice. All for the people.
Well, as you guessed, Hope took over her father's business, instituting a series of reforms that opened the public bathrooms to all the people to pee for free whenever they liked, as much as they liked, for as long as they liked, with whomever they liked. The UGC was renamed the Bobby Strong Memorial Toilet Authority and was operated as a public trust for the benefit of the public.
Officer Lockstock! Where'd you go?
Just keeping my head down, little Sally. Something you should learn to do.
But aren't you scared the rebels will see you?
Oh, I may be a cop, but I'm also the narrator. So no one can touch me. Not if they want the show to end.
So many people peeing at will. Thanks to the rebellion, the world is a much better place.
Actually, Miss Gladwell, your father commissioned a study of water consumption just before he—
My father was a tyrant. We need never fear him again. Justice is the only tyrant we need obey.
Sisters and brothers, fight for the river. Fathers and mothers, babies too. All in the family, push towards the river. Shove towards the river.
Of course, it wasn't long before the water turned silty, brackish, and then disappeared altogether. As cruel as Caldwell B. Cladwell was, his measures effectively regulated water consumption, sparing the town the same fate as the Phantom Urine Town. Hope chose to ignore the warning signs, however, preferring to bask in the people's love for as long as it lasted.
The good guys finally take over and then everything starts falling apart?
Like I said, little Sally, this isn't a happy musical.
But the music's so happy!
Yes, little Sally. Yes,
audio
it is.
Audio preview.
Such a fever. If only I had a cool, tall glass of water, maybe I'd have a fighting chance.
But don't you see, Mrs. Strong? The glass of water's inside you. It always has been.
It has?
Of course it has. Don't you know what you are?
A river?
That's right. We all are.
Audio preview.
You are the river. I am the river. He is the river. She is too. All are the river.
For freedom, we see a river just in view. You see a river flowing for freedom. You see a river straight and true.
I don't think too many people are going to come see this musical, Officer Lockstock.
Why do you say that, little Sally? Don't you think people want to be told that their way of life is unsustainable?
That, and the title's awful. Can't we do a happy musical next time?
If there is a next time, I'm sure we can. Well, that's our story. Hope? eventually joined her father in a manner not quite so gentle. Mr. McQueen opened a bottling factory just outside Brasilia, which did rather well until the Amazon dried up. Then he moved. As for the people of this town, they did as best they could. But they were prepared for the world they inherited, weaned as they were on the legend born of the Founding Fathers' scare tactics. For when the water dried up, they recognized their town for the first time for what it really was, what it was always waiting to be!
It's called your-